Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Are you winning the invisible battle? Have you found your path to victory?
Hallelujah.
We must win. Knowing how to win and winning are two different things.
Yes.
So we must do the do's. We must do what we are learning, bringing transformation to our minds through the Word of God, developing our awareness that we have an adversary and his thoughts and his intentions for us are not good.
Yeah.
We have to know the truth of God's word so that we are able then to weigh and to test the spirits when different opportunities and ideas begin to present themselves. Because we're making choices all day long.
Yes.
We make choices from the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep. We are constantly making choices, and we have to make sure that we are going in alignment with the truth, with the will of God, and we're not veering off and being deceived or bewitched by the enemy.
That's exactly right. So yesterday, we talked about Peter. Mm-hmm. Peter warned us not to act like a man that is drunk, but to be sober in our mind and to be vigilant. In other words, to be what?
Alert.
Watch, alert. Go ahead. To be,
be alert. What we have to do is we have to actually accept the fact that this is something we can't see in this life. We're not fighting against something that probably doesn't even make sense to a lot of people because we're kind of too sophisticated or too educated. But I know you will agree with me that there is definitely an evil force in this world. What makes people do the things they do? You know, what goes on in their mind? Like when you hear all of these mass shootings and all of these horrible things that are going on, there definitely is a battle between good and evil. That is a given. So what we have to do in our mind is we have to really read the word of God and to accept that this is what we're fighting against. We're fighting against an unseen force.
Yes.
And once you accept it, then you can realize that this is what to do because God gives us specific instructions. But the first thing is we have to agree that this is something in this world that we cannot see and we're fighting against things that are not of this world. Once we do that, then we can go forth and protect ourselves.
Almost every movie, almost every cartoon talks about the battle
between good and evil.
Good and evil.
That is so true.
But then when it comes to our everyday life, we're unaware that there is evil that's working against us.
Yes.
So even the very basic cartoons show good versus evil. The evil wants to influence the good, and the good wants to overcome the evil.
Yes.
And it's a battle in everything that we see, and it's also our day-to-day reality.
As you say that, cartoon. But when we think of Paul himself, that the Apostle Paul was a tremendous guy. He lived so much for us in his writing. And hear what he says when he recognizes it. He says, the things that I say that I wouldn't do, I find myself doing those very things that I make a commitment that I'm never going to do it. He has that list where he says, oh, this is evil, this is contrary to the will of God and to my spirituality. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to do it. Then he says, I find myself doing those things. So mm-hmm. what make me do mm-hmm. it? Mm-hmm. He says, I recognize that there's another force mm-hmm. within the member mm-hmm. of my body that makes me do the things that I will not to do. Mm-hmm. You find that scripture?
Yeah,
it's powerful.
It's in Romans chapter 7. Yeah. And as he's teaching it and instructing it, he pulls out all the points. Like in verse 11, he says, for sin taken occasion by the commandment deceived me and by it killed me. And then in verse 15 of chapter 7 in Romans, he says, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. And what I hate, that I do. He said, if then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, he says, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, he says, I practice. Verse 20, now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me.
Right.
I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man.
Yes.
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? And then he gives the answer in verse 25. He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
So there's you have it.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
There it goes.
Mm-hmm.
The battle, which is unseen, mm-hmm. Paul tells us, mm-hmm. is up where? In the mind. It's where it's
mm-hmm.
at.
Mm-hmm.
That invisible mm-hmm. battle that we are fighting, that force mm-hmm. that we are fighting is up in the mind. Mm-hmm. And Paul tells you, mm-hmm. and it's good. And it's evil. Here, you know the things that we know is good. And we know we're supposed to do this because this is good. But then another mm-hmm. force presents itself. Mm-hmm. And that force that presents itself is never good. Mm-hmm. It's evil. Mm-hmm. And that's why he says, if I do it, I know for sure that there's a sin mm-hmm. that dwells in me, which is the evil that dwells in me that makes me do the things that I know I should do, and I do it not.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the mm-hmm. only thing that can deliver us is Christ.
Yes.
Who will deliver me from the body of death? Then he says, I thank God through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And a good illustration is a tug of war rope, because he's talking about here that this is a warring spirit, and that you have three components. There's the one side, the law of flesh, the law of sin, that's one side. And then you have the other side, which is the law of the spirit, the things of God. And then our mind is that bandana mm-hmm. in the middle of the tug of war rope.
Right.
So whatever side is stronger, it's going to pull your mind in that direction. So when we're sowing into the things of the flesh, we're going by our own desires and not by the directives of God, by the spirit, we're causing our flesh to be strong. And then the same is true when we're operating in the spirit and we are in the word and we're doing the things of God and we're experiencing the presence of God and the results of applying the principles of God, then our spirit man is increased in strength. So our mind then is swayed that way. So when evil presents itself, we say, it's not strong enough to overpower
us.
The spirit.
Yeah.
But when we neglect the things of the spirit and we indulge in the things of the flesh, then when opposition comes against the spirit, we're not in position where we have any ammunition to be able to fight or to be able to pull back. So then our mind is just going back and forth, like Paul says here, this warring spirit is just going back and forth, back and forth. So we have to make a conscious quality decision. We have to take intentional time to grow in the things of God. Because if we were on a sports team, we would have to make intentional time to be able to partake on game day in that sport, in that arena. So the battle that we're facing is against the enemy. So we must be training. We can't just think, oh, well, when something happens, I'll be ready. Because most of us listening to this program right now couldn't jump into a professional sports arena and stand half a chance because we haven't been training.
Right. And the same way that we could not come on this radio station Monday through Friday without being properly trained, without being properly trained in the Word of God and how to dissect scriptures and to make it relevant to your life.
Yeah, it has to be intentional, like Diana said, because if we go by our emotions and how we feel for the day, that's not going to work. It has to be intentional. So if a problem comes up, we can't go by our reaction. We have to go by what fits the Word of God. If something happens and it causes you to hate that person or it causes you to be mad at that person, that's your emotion speaking, and that's part of what the devil loves. He wants us to have all that. So we have to intentionally go to the work of God, go to the Word of God, and fight it with the Word of God. I have a list of scriptures that I always read every morning, and I read it so that they come into my heart. So if I have any fiery darts coming my way, I have them in my heart to say what I need to say, and that helps me so much. It gives me such a peace. And that's just how the Word of God is. You read it and you eat it up and you can have the peace that passes all understanding, because this life is hard. It's hard for all of us. And we have the Word and we have His promises that tell us we have the victory in the end.
So here we got it this week, that we must first recognize that there are forces of evil all around us, territorial, spiritual power. There are fallen angels, those demonic powers around us, and we must overcome by the Word.
Amen. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.